For more, absoluteradio.co.uk.
At six, the Spanish take over a British institution. Plus, we take a step closer to being 100% absolute. And in sports, Spurs are awful again, but Ramos doesn't fear the sack. Good morning, I'm Andrew Bailey, and details of the bailout of Bradford and Bingley are beginning to emerge today. The Spanish bank Santander, which currently owns Abbey, will take over the £20 billion saving business. Its mortgages will be brought under public ownership after value plummeted because of relying on buy-to-let mortgages. We'll get official confirmation before the markets open. Meantime, over in the US, a multi-billion dollar bailout for the nation's troubled financial markets has finally been agreed. The rescue package will now go to a vote before full Congress today. Next, keeping our kids safe. A new code of conduct is being launched for websites later. It'll tackle issues from online predators to cyberbullying and will be over 100 industry, charity and government experts featured. British homes are selling for record discounts as house prices continue to fall. The Home Track Index shows the average seller in England and Wales got just 90% of their asking price this month. The Tories are calling time on what they're calling Gordon Brown's age of irresponsibility. At the party's conference later, the Shadow Chancellor George Osborne will lay out his plans to tackle our economic woes. And don't forget, at 7:45 today, we become 100% absolute. All the waiting will be over, and you can expect something very special from now on.
Sport
is Ed Draper.
Tottenham's turgid start to the season continue with a 2-0 defeat at Portsmouth, but Juan de Ramos reckons his job is safe. To make matters worse, Spurs old boy Jermaine Defoe scored for Pompey. Elsewhere, a dodgy penalty decided Wigan's 2-1 win over Man City. And in Formula One, Fernando Alonso won the Singapore Night Grand Prix with Lewis Hamilton coming third, but that was good enough for the Englishman to stretch his championship lead to 7 points.
And the weather cool, bright and breezy across the UK. Scattered showers all towards the north and the west, and the high 17 Celsius.
Today, we've stripped back the ads to play even more music, thanks to the new